Lester joins us to go through the meeting from Pakenham. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you, Nads.
Well done yesterday. You guys had your eye in.
Yeah, geez, Warren went close to tipping the card. An outstanding effort. It was a good day on the punt.
Yeah, definitely. What do you make of this meeting at Pakenham tonight?
I thought I like one early and I like one late, and very competitive racing in between.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one. This is a three-year-old filly's maiden. You can take out 3, 4, and also the 5. We've got number one, Des Moines at $1.95, $2.94 Al Campana, and then you're looking at Secretly Discreet, who is at $4.20.
I think Our Campana's a really good chance of beating the favourite here. I think both runs this time in have been excellent. Good figures last start. I think drawn for a great run, 1,200 metres, drier ground will suit. To beat one, Des Moines hasn't raced for a long time. He's had two recent jump outs, looks to be going well and has to be regarded. 10, Tantat Crystal comes through similar jump out form lines. Looks to go okay. Looks quite strong. And maybe number 8, Secretly Discreet, who I thought was unlucky not to win on debut at Sandown. Subsequent runs have been just fair, but I'll put her in next best on the home track. But quite keen on Our Campana. 6 from 1, 10 and 8.
6 from 1, 10 and 8 in the first. We go to race 2. This is a 1,200 metre maiden, and you can take out 4, 7 and also 10. Number 2, Give Peace a Chance at 4.60. Kowloon Kid 3.90. Mr. Camford Man at 5.50. Polaxed is an $8 chance. Ruby's Jewel at 9. And then you've got Shazandy Az at $3.70.
Yeah, I thought that the first starter was an interesting runner here, Mr. Camford Man. He had a jump out on the 3rd of April at Balnarring and ran second to Tides, who went to Bendigo and won earlier in the week. And I think this horse can do similarly. I think it'd be hard to beat on debut, to beat number 12. She's Andy Az. Probably just got too far back last start. Ran very well. Looks close to a win. 3, Kowloon Kid was a bit better run last start. And maybe Give Peace a Chance. It was wide all the way. First up, better for that run. 5, 12, 3 and 2.
So we go 5 from 12, 3, 2. Now the third is a maiden, 1,400. Metres the journey, and in this race we've got number 3, Espadero, 440, 324 Oceanity, down to 750 Written on Rock, Reliable Lisa at 4, and the first starter, We Know So, who was at $4.
I'm going to go with Espadero, resumes from a spell as a gelding. I think 1,400 first up suits, has had two recent jump outs. Does look well placed to return as a winner. The query runner, We Know So, I thought had a pretty solid hit out in the recent jump out I saw, and I thought went quite well, ready to go on debut. 5, Oceanity, I think it's been he's a high price yearling, been just fair in his form to date, maybe stepping up in triple suit. And 9, Reliable Lisa, who just got totally run off her feet at Sandown, but was a lot better at Mornington last start. But I think 3 and 10 are the key runners here now. It's 3, 10, 5, 9.
So 3 from 10, 5 and 9. Now to the 4th. This is a 1,400 metre maiden, and in this race you can take out the 10. Main ones are 1, Agent Fiscal at 4.40, 4.60 Prop, 6.50 Yulong June, down a Consortium at $7, Our Sunny Girls at 4, and Queen's Authority at $9.50.
I thought Props would run well here. 3 runs to date, 2 of the 3 runs have resulted in placings, and I just think looks well suited here. Good draw. Just peaked on his run a little bit last start, but I think this is a very suitable race for Props. Number 3, to beat 1, Agent Fiscal. Trialled at Werribee, or in a jump out on April 8. Trialled with and the other one here, Yulong June, and that's first up for the McAvoy Yard. I thought Agent Fiscal went slightly better, but they were pretty evenly matched in that jump out, and it's got plenty of race experience. 11, Queen, Our Sunny Girl, I should say. I thought the run first up was quite sound, can be competitive, and maybe number 6, Yulong June, but also Queen's Authority there, a chance. Pretty even sort of maiden nuds, 3, 1, 11 and 6.
So we go 3 from 1, 11 and 6. Now to the first leg of the quaddie, race 5. This is a class 1 1,400, and you can take out the 7, number 1, Dal Swinton at 4.60, Island Dancer at 6, 8.50 for John Book, down to 2.20 for Valenciano, and a Little Sister is at $9.50.
I thought that this is quite an open race. I think the market's very tight on Valenciano, who's got a really good chance, mind you, but I'm going with Quaffany first up from a spell. Pretty good wrapabout on this horse last preparation, and he showed glimpses of good talent. I thought a recent jump out was quite sound. I just think he's massive odds in this race. Number four, to beat one, Del Swinton, who's racing well, will be up near the speed. Two, Island Dancer, broke the maiden last start. Five, John Books there with a chance. I'll certainly be putting Valenciano in the quaddie, but I just thought it was very tight in the market. 4, 1, 2, and 5.
So four from 1, 2, and 5. Now to the sixth race, and this is a 70 race, and you can take out the 8. We've got number 2, Street Chic, at 380. 310, Approach Discreet. Persian Empire is at $2.20.
Yeah, I like the second up win of Persian Empire. He just got a bit warm first up, and I think just needed that day at the races. Quickly found form to win last start, and I think will be hard to beat again. From 5, Approach Discreet, who has also got a fair bit of time for. He just lost his way at the end of last preparation, but I think first up could run well here. 2, Street Chic. He's got talent, but he's now become a frustration. 12 starts, 1 win, 10 placings. Loomed up last start and couldn't get the job done. I put him in for third and maybe one rewarding effort. He gets a bit of weight relief, but he's still well up at the top of the weights here. 1,400 suits around Pakenham, but I think Persian Empire very hard to beat again. 6, 5, 2 and 1.
So we go 6 from 5, 2 and 1. Now to the seventh event. This is a Fillies and Mare 64, 1,200 metres the journey. You can take out the 8. Now we've got the 1, Monumental Lady at 8, 480 Touch a Cloud. Undoubtable Miss at 7, 9.50 Here to Fox, 9.50 there too, Chili Pepper, and then you're looking at Grand Wish at 8.50 and Sunrise Dancer at $3.40.
Yeah, I think she's probably the one to beat, Philip Stokes, as he has really started to develop as a strong team for these Pakenham night meetings, and Sunrise Dancer looks well placed. She'll just need a good ride from Ben Allen from an awkward draw, but I'm going with her to beat 3, Undoubtable Miss, who gets the better of the draw this week and also gets a senior rider in Luke Curry. I think will run well. 6, Here to Fox. She's going well. She's having good preparation. Well drawn again. And 10, Grand Wish, who can mix her form. Best of her form has a ride in a race like this. I'll put her in next best. 11, 3, 6 and 10.
11, 3, 6 and 10. And then to the final event over the mile, the 64. You can take out the 4 along with the 12, 15 and 16. We've got number 5, Bud Fox at 5, 270 for Sonnery. Now the Flogger, who's at 9, 460 for Navasha, and then we're looking at Longaros for their remainder.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Navasha here. I thought her first up run, 1,200, was never going to suit, but she ran well at Mornington. Straight to 1,600 is a good idea. She still had a little bit of speed in her legs, and I think that form last time in, a couple of those good runs in town, serves her well for a race like this. To beat Sona Ree, who was really good at Geelong, she was dominant there, and she'll run well again. 3, Fergus McGurgis. He's a big track horse. He took a bit of winding up at Echuca, but he hit the line well. And maybe 5, Bud Fox, who has good form through that last run through Secret Blaze, but is back in distance off that most recent run. 9, 7, 3, and 5.
9 from 7, 3, 5. What's your best Ruffy quaddie, and I'll see you play of the day.
The best's the last for me, Nuds. Novatia, race 8, number 9. The best value, I thought race 5, number 4, Quaffany was big odds. I think he can run well first up. Race 5, number 4. Quaddie, first leg, 1, 2, 4, 5 and 8. Second leg, 2, 5 and 6. Third leg, 3, 5, 6, 10 and 11. Last leg, 3, 7 and 9. Player of the night, a parlay, 2, 3. They're all for the win. They are race 1, number 6, Our Campana. Race 6, number 6, Persian Empire. And race 8, number 9, Novatia.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dean.
Terrific, Nuds.
There is Dean Lester with his look at the meeting tonight at Pakenham.